This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half the hour, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A really big show, Michael. Is it a big show this week or not?
It's a very big shoe.
Very big shoe. We come from the era of Ed Sullivan, and that was the reference. So for people under 40 who don't, maybe even people under 50, don't have a clue as to who Ed Sullivan was, that was one of the great things. As kids growing up, we always watched Ed Sullivan on Sunday night, right?
And all everybody listening to this broadcast has heard
yes.
Ed Sullivan.
Ah, okay, that's good.
I do not believe that there's one person listening to this broadcast that does not know. Not one. I mean, unless it's a child in the back seat of the car or something.
Mm-hmm.
But no adult person listening to this broadcast is. Talk radio listeners are informed. Ed Sullivan's not that long ago. He pops mm-hmm. up in references all the time. And the reason I said it was because when you said a really big show, that was an Ed Sullivan line.
Yes.
And he of course pronounced it shoe.
Shoe.
So they would say a really big shoe.
Shoe.
Was a joke. Now people may not know that, but they certainly know Ed Sullivan. I think.
It's kind
if there's
of a
anybody
punchline,
out there
isn't
that
it?
Doesn't know Ed Sullivan, they should send us a note and explain
right.
how.
Yeah, how,
I mean,
how
George Washington was before all of our time, but, you know, I'm not afraid to refer to him, are you?
We know who he is, and Abraham Lincoln, but do you know who President Polk was?
Polk, James Polk was one of my favorite presidents. Him and,
was he?
Millard Fillmore.
Uh-huh, I like him, too. William Henry Harrison. Yeah, let's hear it for those guys.
He was a good one.
I wonder if, before we get to our list, going into that for just a second, and 100 years from now, will people be saying the same thing about like George Bush or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton? Who were those people? Who were they? They're forgettable. Are they forgettable presidents? Or
people
most of
will say 100 years from now, people will say, I remember President Clinton. I remember President Bush. I remember the other President Bush, President Trump, and President Obama, because I heard Doug Steffen talk about them all
yes.
the time on
Thank
his show.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. Well, this is not my show. This is your show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with me. I am Doug Steffen, and this is our weekly get-together to go through the charts for the week of April 26th to the 30th. Yeah, that's the week in question, the stories, the people. So shall we away to the list, Michael?
Okay, step aside. This is my show, you see? Okay, here we go. At number 10.
shouldn't laugh at my own stupid jokes. Number 10, election security.
Nobody
in
else
Arizona.
Will, so you might as well.
Exactly. I provide my own laugh track.
Not
election
bad.
Security, Arizona election audit. That's at number 10. Number 9, U.S. foreign policy on China, Russia, Afghanistan, and Iran. We have a heavy-duty menu of foreign policy issues. At number 8, the Giuliani raid. At number 7, climate change and the education crisis, tied at number 7. At number 6, immigration reform and the southern border crisis. Number 5, race relations. Number 4, ties into this, police reform, gun control, and the Supreme Court of the United States taking on a concealed weapons case that will have a huge impact on our interpretation of the Second Amendment. At number 3, the economy, the infrastructure package, and the stimulus initiatives, money. Number 2, the Biden speech, and all kinds of Washington Party politics attendant to that discussion. And number 1, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and the surge taking place in India, not to forget Brazil. On the People Survey, we have Vladimir Putin at 10. Number 9 is Boris Johnson. He's got all kinds of problems in England. At number 8, Rudy Giuliani.
Muslim of his own creation, excuse me.
Boris is a character. Talking about characters, Rudy Giuliani is in a world of hurt at number 8.
There you go.
Andrew Brown Jr. at number 7.
Do you really think he's in a world of hurt? I think he.
Yes.
This kind of like, it's like life is. Did you hear him on WABC? We went back on his show there. In a world of hurt because you think he's guilty and he's going to have to go to jail or what?
I don't know if he's guilty or not. I think that he's got to fight to defend himself now, and he may be found guilty. He may not, but no matter what, he's got to deal with some major problems that could lead to him going to jail. Mm-hmm. They would not have raided his offices and his home the way they did with Michael Cohen if they didn't have a case. Some kind of a case. They obviously are after something. And, you know, when the FBI goes after you, they don't like to lose. They don't like to lose. If an FBI agent or a policymaker goes after a case and they don't make the case, they get in trouble. So, no, this is serious for Rudy. I don't know. I'm not saying he's guilty or not.
So he had the hard drive from Hunter Biden's experience in China in his apartment. He said to the FBI, you want this? And they said no. So if they were there to get all the stuff that is pertinent, why would they say no to that would be a question a lot of people are asking. And I'm not sure there's a great answer for it, but I think it's a good question, don't you?
I guess any question you ask is a good question, but I don't know what the details are. I don't know the details other than when the FBI raids an attorney. That's serious stuff, because there's that whole issue of attorney-client privilege that is locked in many of those devices as collateral damage, just people. I mean, if you had some type of a dealing with Rudy Giuliani or Michael Cohen as your lawyer, and it really had nothing to do with Donald Trump, but just you were one of his clients and this personal privilege stuff there that you do not want out, you'd be sweating now saying, oh, my God, the FBI has access to my case.
Well, there are some who say that it's a witch hunt, a political witch hunt. The Democrats are trying to get at anybody that was close to Trump. Is there any truth to that?
Possible. Is there truth to it? There's truth to the fact that people are saying that. I don't know if it's true, but it is true what you said, that a lot of Republicans are saying it's Democratic Party politics. Mm-hmm. Others are saying it's fair game, that they still have to prove things. This is very interesting. But I don't think this is just another day, you know, at the races for Rudy Giuliani. I think Rudy Giuliani's got his problems, and I think that he's going to be dealing with them. I don't know whether he's guilty or not, but you don't want to be investigated by the FBI. That's not something that you know, being investigated by the FBI is the worst, you know, the IRS and the FBI, you don't want to mess with them.
Who wants that? Yeah, well, they have the power of the big government money that you and I have supplied them to go after people like this. They have an endless supply of money and people, so they can go do whatever they want. It's political hacksterism as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Giuliani, you can make a case for him that these days not being a shining light. Have you heard his program on WABC? He's on every day, what, for an hour on ABC Midday?
I've heard it before. I haven't heard it in a while, but I did.
Is it good? Yeah. Is it interesting? He's got great stories. He's got to have great stories to tell, I would think.
It's been very political. It's been very what I heard, it's very political. You know, he's fighting the partisan battles. He's obviously the point man in terms of the voter fraud issue.
And he took a shot at the station for the way they covered his...
And the station did is what we used to do all the time. I mean, at talk stations that I've worked at, when talk radio was emerging, I used to have a disclaimer before my show, and the stations that I managed or owned, we always said the opinions that are expressed in this program are solely the opinions of those who express them, and in no way, shape, or form reflect official editorial policy of the staff, management, or sponsors of the radio station. And then I used to add the line, and it's advisable that you listen to everything that you hear with an appropriate amount of educated skepticism.
Right.
Warn the person. This is opinion.
It should be that way with all, although I don't like the FCC being involved in our business much. They're way too involved in it, as far as I'm concerned. But at some point, maybe that's something that ought to be said at the beginning of every broadcast on all of these radio programs that are one-sided, all the TV shows that are one-sided.
I certainly would take a little bit of the edge away for those that want to do boycotts or those that want to blame sponsors.
Right.
Or you work at that station, you must be a conservative, or you must be a liberal, or you must be a liar.
You must like Sean Hannity. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I don't know if I don't think we didn't do the whole list. Or maybe
we didn't
want to. No, we got sidetracked by Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, okay.
Who now, based on our conversation, should be number one, but he's number eight. Right. Andrew Brown Jr. 7, Fauci is 6, Pelosi is 5, DeSantis and McCarthy are 4, Kamala Harris is 3, Tim Scott is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. There you go.
Did you even know who Tim Scott was before this week?
Yes.
Did you? Okay. I don't remember hearing.
He used to do a lecture on James Polk that I attended, University of Northern Carolina.
Really?
I'm kidding. Right. No. No, but of course, yes, I did know who he is. Uh-huh. He's a Republican, African-American U.S. Senator, and it's an interesting choice. He did a good job on the rebuttal.
Yeah.
Served that cause well.
Well, the thing that I found interesting in my own perspective is I didn't know he was black until I looked at a picture of him earlier today. Whatever he said didn't, you know, I know the names of most all the senators, but I don't pay attention to the color of their skin. And if this address had been on radio and not television after Biden's speech the other day, nobody would have known. But now it's a big deal because people can see that he's black and, oh, he shouldn't be a Republican. How dare those Republicans put up a black guy? You know, that kind of nonsense.
And that also is a whole issue, that the African-American population of the U.S. is not a monolith. There are conservatives, there are liberals, there are people in the middle, and there are people that are just, you know, all over the place. The way is any group, white America is diverse, and so is black America.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's the way it ought to be, thank you. I think my lucky stars are living in a place where you can have all this diversity, even though sometimes not appreciated very much. 17 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Science that's emotional is not science. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Causey. In case you haven't kept up with the latest psychological research, some of the latest research says that about 70% of psychological studies can't be replicated. 70%. That means that even amidst supposedly vigorous research, there are some alarming gaps. What's more interesting, however, is the emotional rebuttal some psychological researchers give to refute this study that most studies can't be replicated. Instead of embracing this new information, many psychological researchers are emotionally defending their work rather than scientifically defending it. Interesting. If something can be replicated, it can be. If it can't, it can't. There really is no need or place for emotional reactions in science. Which makes you wonder, if scientists are emotional about defending their research, what else might be going on behind the scenes? It's worth questioning anyway. For more questions about all things life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine and 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the big stories of the week and the people associated with them, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers. He's the editor and publisher responsible for the work that they do. So we went through the story list and the people list, right?
We did.
Yes. All right, so are we done? Can we go home now?
I was going to say, now what do you want to do?
Actually,
now what do we do next? It says here...
What? It says here, it's, yeah, you have to do more on... I want to talk a little bit about something that used to be a part of the countdown. This is not by any stretch of the imagination a criticism, but it's an acknowledgement of how much stuff is going on so that you can't fit any sports stories into the top ten. Used to be that we would have one or two sports stories, and because you're such a huge football fan, I decided that I would let the audience in on your thoughts regarding the NFL draft, which seemed to get more attention this year, this week. I've never remembered that it was on a network on a regular school night, if you know what I mean. And the fact that they had like 3 hours of wall-to-wall coverage, it just seemed... to me, new. I don't know what other conclusion to come up with. I'm not a football fan, and so, I mean, I know who Tom Brady is, got that, maybe a few of the other players, but Tebow, I think I know him. So why so much attention this year, or has there always been, and I just didn't notice it?
There's always been, and you haven't noticed it, but maybe it's growing because maybe people, you know, want more football. It's a great off-season event within the world of football, so it has been big.
Okay, so what's the, then, this is a great psychological question. What is the appeal in terms of football when we all know how dangerous it is for our children to play football and for the players themselves, and acknowledging that this, you know, has probably impacted the way the game is played, why is there this fascination with guys going out on a field throwing balls around and banging each other, it's like the hockey. I don't get that either. What's the big deal? What am I missing?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. I thought you were going to ask me what's the fascination or the big deal about the draft.
Well, I started with that. Go ahead. You can start from there.
Because that question I can answer. The answer to the draft question is the draft is a crucial component to managing and operating a football team. That the relationship between up-and-coming stars on the college level of football. The farm team is the college level, and the draft, the jockeying that goes into the draft and the decision-making that has to be made to try to project, okay, how will this kid do 3 years down the road, or how does this player fit within our game scheme? This is a very, very fascinating and key part of managing football. So the draft is a major, major game unto itself, and coaches and general managers of football teams, part of their success and failure rating is how good they play the draft. So the draft is a huge part of the football situation. As for why people like football, well, because I guess it's a very well-designed game from a standpoint of the blending of brute violence with high intelligent strategy. It takes in everything. It's like chess. It's like warfare. It requires brains and brawn, and it's an exciting game when you understand it.
When your son was in high school, did he want to play football? Did he say to
no.
you? I want to play, so he didn't. You don't have to deal with
it. I encouraged my son to be the first male cheerleader in the school's history, and
was he?
He was there for about a week, and they didn't have enough money in the budget to buy him a uniform, so they told him he had too many extracurricular activities. My son was a varsity wrestler.
One of my friends in college became the first male cheerleader, and he found it to be more of a physical exertion than
totally.
Any football. I mean, it's unbelievable what
and dangerous
have to do. Right, exactly. 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower. Built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
4 people were killed and more than 24 others were hospitalized after a wooden boat slammed into a reef Sunday morning off the coast of San Diego, California. Authorities are saying they believe the boat was being used as a possible human smuggling operation. Customs and Border Patrol spokesman Jeffrey Stevenson.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States legally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved. But our agents are with many of them at the hospital.
When officials arrived on the scene near the Cabrillo National Monument on the south tip of Point Loma, there was a large debris field of broken wood and other items in the choppy waters.
The man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them.
Destruction was reported across Mississippi after a round of tornadoes swept through the state late Sunday night, damaging buildings, littering roads, and breaking power lines. USA Radio News. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
A great sign the United States is exiting the coronavirus pandemic, the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, is now at 80% capacity for restaurants, clubs, shows, and concerts. Las Vegas Councilwoman Michelle Fiore tells Fox News everyone is excited.
I'm very excited. First of all, the business owners have been ready. They have their plans in place. We're at 80% capacity. We're going to go to 100 very quickly. We are vaccinated over 50%. As soon as we hit that 60% mark, we'll be at 100%. And I say within a couple of weeks we'll be there. We're not 6 feet apart anymore. We're 3 feet apart. And when you think about that with our nightlife and with our clubbing and no matter what kind of dancing, whether you're dancing country at Stoney's, you know, 6 feet apart when you're dancing is a bit rough.
Last year at this time, Nevada had a 30% unemployment rate. It's now at 8%. Celebrity chef Todd English says quality workers are biting at the bit to get back to work.
The quality of person that wants to work coming back, and people don't want to be sitting at home anymore. People want to work and, you know, contribute to society and just work for themselves, you know, for their own personal well-being. So I find that we're getting really good quality people back. I've had maybe in the last 2 days while I was at the restaurant, people coming up and going, "Chef, thank you so much for hiring me. I'm so excited to be back to work."
Awesome.
So that's a good sign, you know. So I don't know when the last time someone said that to me, but now it's really exciting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Countdown. 34 after the hour here on our weekend review. The end of the week brings a focus on Talkers Magazine and the list of the top 10 items that are being discussed on the. These are the most discussed topics, but it's not by any stretch of the imagination the complete list. Right, it's hard for you to break this down, isn't it? Every week.
Well, it's certainly not simple. We're pretty good at it. We've been doing it for 30 years, and the industry basically finds it to be a standard measurement. Mm-hmm. But it's not 100% accurate because these are things that you don't know. How do you measure? But you know, it's that way with many things. But it's pretty good snapshot of what's being talked about. But oh my gosh, it doesn't have any of the local stories, and that's a major part of talk radio, because you know what's local in Bar Harbor, Michigan may not make it to the top 10 in the country, but it's big there. So there's far more to talk radio conversation than just this list. But this is a pretty accurate list to give a thumbnail overview of what the big topics are.
Right. You know what? One of the things that has been a discussion on the DJV program this week, and I've heard it elsewhere, is the Oscar, the Oscar watch, if you will, the diversity rules, whether it's a progress or patronizing. I found it to be obnoxious, frankly, and I shut the thing off. I just think it's become very patronizing. But that's something, I guess, is that dependent on the political persuasion, do you think, of the host as to how it is viewed?
Well, there was no host. There was no host.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the Oscar. I'm talking about the radio people that would be talking.
No, the reason the Oscars are not on the list is because they happen on a Sunday. And what happens is, unless there's a major political story attached to it, like black people boycotting it because there's not enough African-American representation, or right, any number of news stories, the biggest news story about this was that they were having it in the COVID era, trying to figure out a way to make it relevant and entertaining, but not dangerous, obviously. And the fact that this year, more than any year in the past, a majority of the population hasn't seen any of the movies.
Right.
Here, yeah. People don't even know the names of these movies, yeah, which is a departure from the days of Lawrence of Arabia and Ben-Hur and Gone with the Wind, and you know, it's, when everybody, you know knew the movies.
An ancillary side to that, what I found interesting this week as we talked about it, was the number of people, you know, we have a fellow who does just movie conversation with us on DJV, and he's been with me for 29, not as long as you have been, 29 years in the morning. And his focus on the movies and how basically Hollywood's eating its young, because these big companies are pushing and pushing and pushing people to buy subscriptions and watch it at home. And there now appears to be a really strong backlash. Maybe part of it is that we couldn't go during the pandemic. But the other part of it is, I think, the American spirit has always been kind of, don't tell me what to do, I'll figure it out on my own. And so you look at the economy. I have my favorite movie chain is Arclight, or was, because they've been put out of business by all of this. And it brings around, at least in my my conversational circle, Michael, a focus on the economy, which was number three this week on the countdown, and what toll has been taken by all of this this new normal, if that's what you want to call it. I find it obnoxious is the nicest way I can put it. I find it to be about as destructive as almost anything I've experienced in my life other than September 11th and Vietnam, perhaps. Maybe that's a really strong
statement. Pandemic?
Yep.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. This is one of the most destructive things. This is one of the most destructive things in a century.
Yeah.
This is up there with World War.
Nobody's giving any, well, we're at war with China, and nobody's giving it any credence. You know, you read that Epoch Times. Well, okay. What mainstream news conversation program focuses on the Chinese responsibility for COVID? Where do you hear that conversation? You read it in the Epoch Times, but where do you...
The Epoch Times is specifically designed for that. They're designed as a counterpoint.
But isn't it a mainstream point of view? Isn't it? I mean, I find it.
Well, the mainstream point of view is that we have a complicated relationship with China and that we're part of the problem. It's not just that China's waging war against us and we're just totally unwilling victims.
You mean the way we've economically shored them up?
Yes, we're in bed with China. The power structure of the United States is in bed with China. The corporate structure of America is in bed with China. And the consumers in America, which means you and me and everybody listening to this, are in bed with China.
Not me.
Take a look
I won't
in your closet
in
and see who made your products.
Yeah, I know. I won't do it anymore, though. No more.
Okay, well, but there is a rising consciousness expressed in all the media that that we're having a problem with China, whereas 10 years ago, China is practicing capitalism and we're becoming partners with them and we're friends with them and they're no longer terrifying as they were during the days of Mao Zedong, and they wore funny costumes and funny uniforms and they were behind the Iron Curtain. Mm-hmm. Now they wear business suits and they have cheesecake with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And they're still stabbing us in the back.
Yeah, right, exactly. Congratulations. So in the greater scope of things here, in terms of discussion on the radio, the pandemic interruption, some people call it, it's now sort of beginning to pass. The reality is that worlds and countries will not be. It sort of reminds me of September 11th, but it was only in America that things changed drastically, whereas with this situation, things have changed drastically all around the world, and not just here. So how do we, when we talk about this stuff, are we always going to sort of acknowledge COVID? We've kind of forgotten about September 11th. We acknowledge it on the date, Well, we don't pay much attention to it other than, you know, maybe an occasional reference back to...
Well, COVID happened. COVID is happening now, and September 11th happened 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, 20 years.
But 20 years
20
from
years
now?
20 years ago today.
20, yeah. So, 20... Yeah,
I shouldn't refer to it, though. They were on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Right, and of course, who remembers that? The right. And by the, and that's the question. Who will remember this COVID 20 years from now, or when your grandchildren or my grandchildren are adults? Will there be a focus? They grew up with it.
Damn right. I think they will remember it. I think every kid that's on Zoom and every kid that is stuck with their parents in the house and can't go about summer camp and all the things that they would do, I think the kids will be talking about COVID throughout their lives the same way our generation talks about the, you know, where were you when Kennedy was killed? I think it's a big deal. And now you're making the case it'll be forgotten. And there's a certain degree of truth to what you're saying, that we move on to other things. But I don't think we're going to move on from COVID. Look, we're still talking about the Spanish flu of a century ago. And pictures are shown of people with masks. Yeah, and
I actually remember the first conversation on the air that I had about this and my reference to the Spanish flu. And Victoria Keelan, who's one of the ladies that's on the DJV show with me, took me to task. She said, nobody cares about that, and that's not relevant, yada, yada. And it proved to be very relevant.
How old is she, 17?
I think she's 37. But it is in perspective, isn't it? Your age, your experience, and that's too bad.
And your education.
History is history.
And your education. Yeah. I believe, and that's why I get a little testy when we talk about the Ed Sullivan thing. I believe it's important to be current.
It's cultural.
But I believe in history. I believe in pop cultural history. I believe in history, and I believe in the old adage: those who don't learn history are doomed to repeat it. I think we have a huge problem in America with education, and one of the key components of that weakness is history and civics.
Yep, agreed, 100%. It's the same sort of thing when we get down to this business of, you know, reforming the police departments. We need to reform education. We need to reform public service, frankly, because none of us are satisfied with what we get for our money invested through the tax dollar. I mean, look at all of the things, the condition of the roads. Biden made a big deal out of that this week without ever addressing. Nobody ever addresses the real problem, which are the unions that get the bureaucrats to accept a lesser standard so that the roads are not well built, the bridges are not well built, so they can keep the union guys working all, you know, try to find a road somewhere in America that isn't being worked on all the time. Here's some information to keep you healthy. Keeping you healthy the right way is something that I'm very interested in for all the folks that listen to all of my programs. And you've heard me over the past 4 years or so, I think maybe even a little longer even, talking about Calitrin, which is a weight loss product. It's a formula, and the formula does not have stimulants or drugs in it. What it does have is collagen protein and digestive enzymes, sort of a complex body repair system, if you will. And that's aimed at helping you to get rid of the fat, build a little more muscle into your system so that you will, without any side effects, build a better, stronger, more vibrant body. Let's face it, if you're overweight, you're not having a good time because it's hard carrying all that extra weight around. If you get yourself down to ideal body weight, as Dr. Ken Kronhaus refers to it, then you're going to be in pretty good shape. And that's why Calitrin is as popular as it is, because it gets you into good shape. And if you keep on the program, you'll stay in good shape because you keep the weight off. That's product information you can get and then some by going to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. When you check it all out, decide you want to buy the product, you get special deals, special spring pricing right now by going to toploss.com and using the code DJV.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn.
You know someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Intellectual property is one of the most valuable asset classes on the planet, but has historically been difficult to transact. In a move to make it easier to monetize intellectual property, IP, IBM and IPWE announced plans to mint non-fungible tokens, NFTs, representing patents. This is the world's first blockchain-based patent registry, using developed tools such as smart pooling, natural language processing-based summaries of patents, and advanced portfolio analytics, all using IBM technology. The tokenization of IP will help position patents to be more easily sold, traded, commercialized, or otherwise monetized to bring new liquidity to this asset class for investors and innovators. Shyam Nagarajan, IBM GBS client partner.
The use of NFTs to represent patents will help create completely new ways to interact with IP. This can benefit not only large enterprises that have significant intellectual property, but it will bring new opportunities to small and medium enterprises and even individual IP owners.
Visit IBM.com/blockchain.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, talk radio countdown time, 48 after the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with a focus on the Michael Harrison interview at MHInterview.com. We were talking about last week the focus on this particular, well, you tell the story.
We have Gene Bean Baxter. He's a 30-year veteran of L.A. Radio, Hall of Famer, top broadcaster, and then quit, boom, on a dime, moved back to England where he was born and raised his first few years. Now he's broadcasting in England, and he left America because he's sick of the politics and the toxic atmosphere.
Show he saw Kevin and Bean. It was on mornings in L.A.
Right.
Good show. And, interesting show. Yeah.
Right. And if anybody wants to check out our video, it's iknowyouarereal.com.
Michael is a member of the Gun Hill Road singing group doing that song. We played it first here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Fifty-three after the hour now, it's time for us to count down the top 5 items from the world of technology this week, courtesy of the research done by Jay Kirshner. She's not a part of the talker staff, but she's pretty good at counting from 1 to 5, or backwards. Actually, I'm the one who counts backwards. See, I show a little extra initiative. You always do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Victoria. I do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, with that in mind, let us start at number 5 and find out what HBO Max is doing.
HBO Max has a new ad support tier that will be $9.99 per month. So this is going to be a nice, cheaper version of HBO Max for people who don't want to spring for $15 a month, which they're at the top end of that price point. And so a lot of people, HBO Max has actually gotten so many subscribers. A big push was last December when Wonder Woman 1984, which was terrible. But anyway, they got a lot of people to sign up for that leading up to that release because you could watch it at home. And we were one of those people. We're one of those households. And we basically just kept HBO Max, which is what they're counting on. So we pay $15 a month. There are no ads. But the new one, the new tier, is really going after the customer who is just reluctant to want to spend that much. So the $9.99 tier is going to launch in June. And it will have a few big differences. It will have, it won't have the same day theatrical releases that, you know, movies like Dune and The Matrix 4, which are coming out. You will not get that unless you've got the premium tier. But you'll get other things like The Sopranos, Game of Thrones, Euphoria, and all of that will be without commercials. So it's actually a pretty good deal for $9.99 a month if you want to look into HBO Max. HBO Max, like all the other streamers, are now doing a lot of their own original programming. So it's just kind of becoming, we're all very much in, you know, we're swimming through the deep waters of adding more bills to our bottom line every month. But, you know, they're up against Disney Plus and Netflix and Apple TV Plus, and now Discovery has a whole thing, Discovery Plus. Everybody's got a Plus. So HBO Max will be a lot cheaper coming in June.
To extract a little more money from all of you.
Yep.
All right, number four, let's see what Amazon is up to.
Amazon wants to make grocery deliveries more convenient and protect them from theft and bad weather by bringing them straight into customers' garages. So here's how it works. First, you need a compatible smart or Wi-Fi enabled garage door opener, which a lot of people actually have. The key by Amazon, it's an Amazon app, and it allows you to remotely open up your garage. And so if you are a Prime member, you can shop from Whole Foods or Amazon Fresh groceries online and then just hit key delivery at checkout, and you can follow your groceries in real time, which is convenient. And then Amazon grants the drivers one-time access through the device to open up your garage. They put your groceries in, they close the door behind them, and then you're notified when the delivery has been made. This is similar to what Walmart has already been doing. Amazon's a little bit behind on this one, but Amazon's banking really big in the grocery sector for the next few years, and because of the pandemic, so many people started shopping online for groceries. They didn't want to go into the store. Amazon and Instacart are both banking that people are really addicted to that now, and that they're going to continue to shop online for groceries.
All right. Number three, a little advice from the folks at Twitter, yes?
Yep, Twitter has apologized for accidentally sending out emails asking users to confirm your Twitter account. A lot of people thought that this was spam or some sort of a hack. It's not. It's actually just a mistake that Twitter made. So you are safe if you got one of these emails. You don't have to worry about, you know, cybersecurity or anything like that in this instance. They said if you receive one of the emails, you don't need to confirm your account. You can disregard the message, delete it. You'll be okay. But, you know, Twitter, obviously when you get an email like this, all of us immediately become very suspicious. So it was not a phishing scam. It's just a mistake.
All right. YouTube has announced or is putting out announcements encouraging you to get a vaccination. How's that working?
Well, you know, it's as we know, vaccinations have dropped off. People who really wanted to get a vaccine have basically figured out how to get them. And now between the ages of 18 and 34, Americans are not really getting vaccinated in the numbers where they need to be. So YouTube has launched a series of public service announcements calling it the first chapter of a partnership with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And so Facebook is also doing this. Twitter is trying to prompt people into getting vaccines as well.
All right, number one this week, hackers are at it again.
Yep, Washington, D.C.'s police department has confirmed its servers have been breached after hackers began leaking its data online. This is just another mess. They had a huge ransom. The police didn't want to pay it. Now the Justice Department and the FBI are involved, and cybersecurity remains the biggest threat, I think, to our government agencies.
All right, there they are. Top five items this week from technology, 59 past the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.